today on the Word of Truth Revealed.
You can be as smart as smart. You got smarter than smart. But if you're not determined, if you're discouraged just because somebody didn't like you, or you didn't like the teacher, and you don't like driving the class, and it's too far, and all of the stuff, you got to burn the camel at both ends, and you got to spend some money too now. You got to spend money. You got student loans. You got some debt. You got all of this other stuff. But you made a decision that you were going to stick with it until you got your degree. And you did it!
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, I Am Determined. Today, Bishop will be teaching from Ruth chapter 1, verses 15 through 18.
And when they move because of famine, they move the way. And sometimes we can let tragedy cause us to move out of the will of God. Setbacks and tough times can push us out of the will of God. Even prosperity can. They go into Moab, and the father-in-law dies, and the two husbands die. There's a lot of grief. The grief then pushes them back into the Israeli airspace and brings them back to the homeland. But Naomi is bitter. And she is not bettered by the experience. She's bitter by it. And she's carrying that saltiness with her. Every time she speaks, there's a sting to it. Every time she hisses, she curls up to strike. She has venom in her, the venom of bitterness. Help me, Jesus. And that's why we have to deal with our issues. You may not even be aware of it, that you're spitting. You're not spitting diamond. You're spitting venom. And she was saying salty things, not knowing that she was. She told her daughter-in-laws, go back. Go back where? Go back where? Go back to Moab? There's too much tragedy in Moab. Our destiny is with you. The Bible says that I think her name was Oprah, or close to it, right? As soon as she got discouraged, she turned away. Went back to what she was familiar with. We don't even hear about her again. Her name is not mentioned in Scripture again, because she went back to what she was familiar with. And if you want your name to be recorded in the next chapter of life, you must determine within yourself to cross new paths as God leads you, and not allow discouragement and hurt and harm and famine to push you back to what you know and what you're familiar in. Ruth is different from her sister-in-law. She realizes that there's nothing in Moab for her. And though her mother-in-law was bitter, there was something in her that wanted her to connect. It was still better than going back to Moab. Listen to what I say. Though her mother-in-law turned bitter, the bitterness of her mother-in-law was better than going back to what was familiar. And you must look at priority. When you have a decision to make in life, you don't just look at what hurts you or what makes you uncomfortable or what makes you want to turn away. You must look deeper than what you're experiencing right now. I said the mother-in-law was bitter and salty, but it was better than Moab. Many of us are making decisions about our now based on the salt that we have to eat in the moment. When God wants you to go ahead and taste the salt, because you won't have to eat this meal for long. Taste the salt, remember how bitter it was, but remember that God didn't put too much on you. He will never put more on you than you can bear right now. You must make a wise decision and go with the divine connection that God has given you. Divine connection was tied to bitterness at the moment, but God was about to turn that around. Mother-in-law said, go back. To any daughter-in-law that has that kind of mother-in-law, it's easy to turn back. You're not even my mama. You don't talk to me like that. But the woman saw something in her mother-in-law that was greater than the moment. She said, don't say that to me, basically. Don't hurt me that way by telling me to go back. The New King James says, entreat me not to leave you. That's what she's saying. Don't say that to me. Not, don't get saucy with me. Don't tell me to leave. When was the last time that I heard you say, entreat me not to leave thee? This is the generation we're living in now. You don't want me, I'm out. You don't like me, I'm out of here. We need a Ruth moment. Before we even tie in to what the woman got, we got to look at what got her the blessings that she wants, that she in the future inherited. And it's her determination not to leave, even when she is discouraged. She didn't have an overseer. She didn't have a pastor. She just had a connection. And I want you to start searching for it. You had it tied to your mother, and it's called your belly button. But in the spirit, you got to find your spiritual umbilical cord. These divine connections that God has given you, you got to find it, and you need to nurture it, and you need to make sure no devil can turn you away from it. Entreat me not to leave thee or turn back from following after you. Don't tell me not to go with you. Look at what she says. For where you go, I will go. Your people will be my people. I don't even know what I'm about to inherit. I don't know how nasty your cousins are or your people are or your auntie was. I don't know nothing about them, but all I know is as long as I'm with you, I'm going to be okay. I'm going to adopt your people. Your people will be my people. Let me help you. Your church will be my church. Your God will be my God. I don't know him. But whoever you worship, he must be awesome. It's certainly better than Moab. Moab to God was like a wash pot or a toilet. That's how he describes it in the scripture. That lady said, I ain't drinking out of toilets no more. That's how bad it is. He called it a toilet. And some of the things we're turning away to is like that to us. It's like dipping a cup in sewage. Glory to God. We're not going from bad to worse. Can the church say amen? Amen. I don't believe I have to preach that long, but I needed to say it that way so you can stop thinking about turning away from divine connections. For what? To go back to what? Your attitude is like dipping in a toilet. Without God, I can do nothing. Without God and his purpose, I would fail. Without God, I would be drifted. Like a ship without a sail. Whisper with me, Jesus. The song goes on to say, Jesus, oh Jesus. Amen. In other words, I need thee every hour. I need thee. Your people will be my people. Your God will be my God. Where you lodge, I will lodge. Where you die, we don't say that a lot. Whatever land you're in, when you die or where you die, I want to die there too. This is pretty extensive. And I will be buried there. Ruth chased after her divine vital connections. Or it was one connection. She had nothing else. And she chased after her divine connection. We must pursue. We must go after, even chase after the word of God, like she chased after her divine connection with the same fervor. Now I want you to judge your chase after God's word based on how Ruth chased after her divine connection. Where will your level of chase be in terms of fervor and determination? Do you look at the Word of God as a lifeline or a divine connection? Everything that was taught this weekend can change your life if you would chase after it. It should not just come to your ear and tickle it and make us excited, but we got to chase after what we learn. Are you resilient or not? It's a good question. Are you really determined or not? Well, if you chase after it, glory to God, you will capture it and you will overcome your trial like never before, because no God chaser or word chaser or purpose chaser chases after it according to the will of God and doesn't capture it. Glory to God. I want you to see your life as a zigzag burned in the ash. The ash is right there. You can smell the smoke. But in the midst of it, you got to see, hallelujah, that God is well able to give you the ability to recover all that the enemy has snatched out of you. And he can turn your mourning into dancing if you would just stand still, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Inasmuch as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. I am determined and I am resilient. I can bounce back from every setback that I've gone through. But I gotta chase after something. How many of you have your degree? Just slip your hand up if you got a degree. It's way, way more of you in here than people would realize. You cannot get a degree if you're not determined. There's just no way you can do it. You can be as smart as smart. You got smarter than smart. But if you're not determined, if you're discouraged just because somebody didn't like you, or you didn't like the teacher, and you don't like driving the class, and it's too far, and all of the stuff, you got to burn the candle at both ends, and you got to spend some money too now. You got to spend money. You got student loans. You got some debt. You got all of this other stuff. But you made a decision that you were going to stick with it until you got your degree. And you did it. Why can't we? That's a piece of paper. It had no life. All it says is there's a certain level of credibility in this area of study that you've endured, and we're going to give you a stamp of approval. Man passes that. Why can't we go and chase after the word and pursue God like that? Pursue God like that. Do it, God. Why are we so easy to talk about how hard it is and I just can't handle it? We got to get ourselves together and go after the word. Be a God chaser. Go after God's word like that. Go after ministry like that. Go after what God said like that. Go after your destiny like that. Go after your children like that. Go after what God told you to do like that. Go after your support like that. Go after your service like that. And watch what you capture when you go after it.
Woo, Jesus. Touch your neighbor and say, go after it. What's wrong with you? Giving up for what? Turned down for what? You need to turn it up. Turn up the volume. Turn down for what? It's time to turn it up. Oh my God. I ain't turning it down. Woo, Jesus. I shall not be silent. I will always worship you. Telling me to turn it down? No, I'm going after it. Thank you, Jesus. Oh my God. I think I got a few God chasers up in here. If I got a God chaser in here, come on, give him glory. A few God chasers. I'm not going home to quit. I'm resilient. I got a bouncer back. Oh my God. Oh my God. Anytime you engage at this level, I'm talking about high performance. Glory to God. There is a fervent, intense pursuing of him. Anytime you engage at this high level, there's a fervent pursuit of God. Glory to God. A fervent, intense pursuing of the Lord. No one can stop you. You don't let up the gas. You don't turn it down. You never get enough of him. Amen. And to chase after the word of God is to pursue the word. To pursue it with all of your heart, with all of your mind, with all of your soul, with all of your strength. You got to eat it. Come on, taste and see that the Lord is good. You got to sleep it. Rest, I say, in the Lord. You've got to breathe it. And he formed the man from the dust of the ground and breathed into the man the breath of life, and he became a living nephesh. You got to breathe the word of God. And your relationship with him must become paramount. And when you set your affections on things above and set your affections on him, his work, his plan, his operation, when you set your affection on his word, you can run after him. And guess what? He will start running after you. When Ruth decided not to be silent and to stay connected with her divine connection, she didn't know what was about to run after her. She didn't know the abundance, the overwhelming abundance that God had in store for her in the new place he was taking her to. And I didn't say a new church. God want to bless you right here in this ministry. God want to bless you right here in the circumstance that you're dealing with. God brought you out of the world, glory to God, and brought you into his kingdom for such a time as this. And he wants to bless you and your descendants. God wants to use you to save nations. Glory to God. There's some people that haven't entered into this room. You've never seen them before. And God wants to use you to impact them. So keep your hair down. Wear your earrings. Do what you do. Coordinate. And make sure you got stature and you go after God and his word, because there's millions of them that need to see you win. Man, we can't quit. There are millions that need to see us win. Last January, a young man was playing football right before our men's conference, this January, that passed, and he got hit and his heart stopped and the whole nation stopped and prayed.
all young athletes were looking at this moment and had a chance to see the nation by their knee. In the midst of a primetime television, I don't think America has ever seen that before. Everybody upset with Kaepernick that got on his knees when stuff was happening. Everybody that got upset fell on their own knees in the midst of this game. Even in our men's conference, men were kneeling here at the altar like never before. And it inspired a nation at least for a few weeks. Many of us forgot all about, oh, he want to play football again, and they're moving and doing whatever. And God will use tragedy sometime to get you to your knees. And I don't want him to have to do something to get us to bow. I want us to do it on our own now. Go after the word. If you just go after it, he'll make you humble. He'll make you righteous. He'll sanctify you. He'll cleanse you. He'll give you a purpose then. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. He's about to run after you. Not only is he about to run after you, listen to me, God is about to push you. It's an acronym. He's about to push you, about to shove you. It's what God is about to do. You've been too stagnant, and God is about to push you. Glory to God. You have no momentum, you don't want to move. God told me he's about to push you. Thank you, Lord. It's not going to be nice and easy. He wants you to get this so much, he's going to get you out of the rut. Here comes the Holy Ghost to push you. For some of you, you're going to lose a little wind. I can't believe that. I can't believe that. I can't believe that happened to me. Yeah, he's about to push you, but he's not trying to kill you. What he wants to do is get your attention and give you a little momentum. Right now, you're behind time. He's got to push you so you can synchronize the clock with his. Your calendar is off. So he's got to push you so you can synchronize with him. Write it down. First of all, he's got to push you. That means he's going to demonstrate power. You have none. But he's about to endue you with power from on high to get to the next level. The resilience is not just your determination. He says, I'm going to add to it power. A stick-to-itiveness. I can't quit. There's too much life in me, anointed. I've got to move forward. Glory to God. Power is coming to you in the push. Thank you, Lord. The second thing God is about to do is to release uncommon favor. Thank you, Lord. Not only is he going to push you by giving you some of his power, but he's about to release uncommon favor. I'm talking about uncommon, that you don't even have to speak and favor comes to you. You don't have to say nothing. Just show up. Glory to God, and favor is coming. Actually, it has already begun. Don't allow uncommon favor to come to you and you don't know what to do with it. This is coming from God, not me. I'm not pushing nobody, but he told me he's about to push you. He's going to release power. The U is for uncommon favor. Thank you, Lord. I've been telling you, I see $10,000 checks. They're still coming. I don't know who I'm talking to, but God is releasing $10,000 checks to his people. Someone told me yesterday, it happened to me, Bishop. $10,000 checks, uncommon favor. What do you do with it when you get your $10,000? You're off? Or do you break off God a piece of it? Yeah. Oh, I can't get no help, man. I can't get no help. Long as I'm
prophesy goodness and mercy and money. Everybody, Trey Song type folk. Everybody wanna just flow with it. But when I start talking about breaking God off some, I get a little amen or a little trickle over there. We gotta learn how to say, I'm with it. I'm gonna chase after God. I'm gonna do what God tell me to do. I'm a woman, I'm a man of God. I stand on the principles of God. When I sow, I will reap. And my children will reap. And my children's children will reap. There's no benefit like that on the face of the earth.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For an MP3 of today's message, I Am Determined, log on to our website at www.truthrevealed.org and download reference number 2309-2408. That's reference number 2309-2408.
It is Pastor Appreciation Month, and we encourage you to take this month to honor our shepherd, Bishop Merton Clark, who is more than just a person who stands before us each week to deliver a message. He is our dedicated pastor, teacher, and mentor worthy of honor. All cards and acts of kindness are welcome. Sow some love on our website, truthrevealed.org, or in the Truth Revealed mobile app. Cash App is available at Truth Revealed 2. Make checks payable to Truth Revealed and indicate Bishop Merton Clark on the memo line. Awaken Women, instead of the regularly scheduled fellowship, join Pastor Sabrina, the Health and Wellness Ministry, and a host of Truth Revealed family members in the Making Strides Against Breast Cancer Walk on Saturday, October 28th at the Avenue Vieira. Opening ceremony begins at 8 a.m. and the walk starts at 9 a.m. Check out the Truth Revealed mobile app to sign up or donate. Children will have a wonderful experience with the Ministry of Education Mini Fall Festival on Sunday, October 29th in the Fellowship Hall. Please support this event by donating individually wrapped candies. For more details, email ced@truthrevealed.org.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.